This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Ballot counting resumed today in the race that's still too close to call for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Last night was the deadline for voters with ballot problems to fix them and still be counted. It was also the cutoff for ballots to arrive for military and overseas voters. Going into today, fewer than 2,000 votes separate Republican incumbent Representative Lauren Boebert and her Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. Colorado's recycling rate is in the dumps, but advocates say recent policies could help. That's the conclusion of a new report from environmental groups. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Danny Katz leads the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. His organization found Colorado diverts 16% of its waste from landfills, about half the national average. And that number, it hasn't really improved in the last 7 years.
We've been pretty stagnant. You know, we have this green reputation as a state, but our recycling rate is pretty trashy.
But Katz thinks the number will start rising thanks to new state and local plans. That includes new fees on companies making products filling landfills, like utensils and packaging. The money will then fund a new statewide recycling and compost program. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to climb sharply in Colorado. They're now at 379, up by almost 60 since last week, higher than any point in the summer. Last time it was this high was in February during the Omicron wave. Transmission also is high. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is above 12%. That's the highest since early February and does not include most at-home rapid tests. Snow continues to fall across the Front Range and foothills. CDOT says to plan for a messy evening and morning commutes. The agency says expect changing conditions and that commercial transport should have tire chains if traveling west of Denver. It's snowing in Denver at 22 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC.